Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pei, daf Tes Vav. We are starting about four lines up from the bottom with the word Masnisa, and the villain stirs the daf. It's Tes Amud Beis on the top with the same word. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Gemara is going to explain the first part of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says La'olam Hu Noisim Mishum Peya Upatur Mina Maisras, and we understood that to mean that if a person forgot to leave Peya while the grain was still standing, he separates Peya after the harvest, and it's still Pater from Maiser. It has a regular din of Peya. However, we can also understand this word of la'olam, meaning that even if he was yaitzei his chiv of peah and he left enough standing grain, but he wants to add more peah onto it, he could do so from the ready cut grain, and it's still going to be pater from ma'aser, just like regular peah. Now, who's our Mishnah like? So the Gemara says, Masnisa de Beishamahi. Our Mishnah is Beishamahi. De Beishamahi, Omer Beishamahi says, Hefker, Aniyim Hefker, that if a person makes something Hefker only for poor people and not for rich people, that's considered like regular Hefker. There's Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel. Let's say a person wants to make something Hefker, but he says it's Hefker only for poor people, not for rich people. According to Beis Hillel, that's not considered Hefker. It has to be Hefker for everyone. According to Beis Shammai, a person could make something Hefker for only poor people. Now we know that something which is Hefker is Pater from Meiser. So it must be that our Mishnah is Shitas Beis Shammai, that when he's leaving off more Peah from the already cut grain, he's in essence making something Hefker only for Aniyim, and that's Pater from Meiser, according to Shitas Beis Shammai. We had said in the Mishnah, V'netel min ha-garin v'zareah v'chulu, and we accorded this halach in the name of Rabbi Kiva. In other words, Rabbi Kiva holds that we're allowed to take grain from the threshing floor before Meiruach, before it's chayv in Meiser, and plant it, and there's no issue with that. Now the Gemara clarifies, V'asid Rabbi Kiva ki chanoyos b'nei chanun. This shittas Rabbi Kiva is like the chanoyos of b'nei chanun. Chanoyos are the storekeepers, and b'nei chanun is a place by this name. Now what's the story with these fellows? Tes vavam beis on top. Detana we have a braisa. Lama charvu chanoyos b'nei chanun shalosh shanim ad shalei charv beis hamikdash. Why were all the stores of this place b'nei chanun destroyed 3 years before the beis hamikdash was destroyed? That's shehayu matzinas aperes mechla hamaisres. They were pottering their produce from Meiser. They were darshaning the psukim in a way that pottered them from having to take Meiser off of their produce. The Havu Darshan, they darshan the following. So let's first quote the full pasuk, and then we'll learn the drasha. Pasuk number one tells us, Aser ta aser is kol tuva zarecha, hayotzeh hasadeh shana shana. You should take off Meiser from all the grain of your planting or from all the produce of your planting that comes from your field year after year. Next pasuk says, V'chaltel f'nei Hashem lekecha, you should eat in front of Hashem your God, so on and so forth. So what did they darshan? Aser ta aser, you should take off Meiser, prat lekeach. That excludes someone who's buying produce. They darshan the pasuk, which is a proper drasha, that you only have to take Meiser off of your produce that you grew. But if you're buying this produce from somebody else, you're buying it from the farmer or from the store, and you weren't the one that grew it, so you don't have to take Meiser off of it. And furthermore, the next pasuk says, V'chalta, you should eat it, prat l'maicher, that excludes if you sell it. Meaning, even if you're the one that grew the produce, you only have to take Meiser off of it if you're going to be eating that produce that you grew. But if you're going to be selling that produce that you grew, so then you do not have to take Meiser off of it. Now, as we said, that's a proper drasha, and that means that midday raisa, you would only have to take Meiser off if you grew the produce and you're going to be eating it. However, midrabanan, everyone has to take Meiser off of produce, even if you grew it but you're not going to be eating it, or you're not the one that grew it but you bought it, you got to take Meiser off of it. Now obviously Rabbi Kiva agrees that there's this gzer drabanan that a person has to take Meiser off of all their produce, whether they're the ones that grew it or not. However, that's only after Meiruach. If it's before Meiruach, so Rabbi Kiva understands this pasuk of ve'ochalta, that you're only chayv to take Meiser off if you're going to be eating it. But since in the case of our Mishnah, he's not going to be eating it, he's planting it, and it's before Meiruach, it's 100% okay according to Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah, Kain v'levi shilakhu v'chulu, and the Mishnah had said, if a Kain of Levi had went to the threshing floor and they bought grain over there before it was chayv in Meiser, before Meiruach, so then they're allowed to keep the Trumas and Meisers for themselves. However, if they bought it after Meiruach, after it already had a chiv of Trumas and Meisers, so then they have to give the Truman Meiser to a different Kain of Levi, they're not allowed to keep it for themselves. And Rabbi Yochanan, he explains, why is that? Because Kanas Kansu Lahen, the Chachamim placed a Kanas on these Kaihanim and Levim, Shaloyu Kaifzin Legitas Olegronos, so they shouldn't jump and hurry to the wine press and the threshing floor to buy grain and wine and produce before the owner gives off Truman Meiser. Now there's a discussion among the Mefarshim what exactly the issue over here is, and we'll just say one of them, which I find fascinating from a business perspective. According to one Shita, the Chachamim were afraid of the following. We have a farmer who yields a significant crop every year, and he's going to be giving away a lot of Trumas and Meisers. Now this farmer at maximum is going to be able to sell 88% of what grew in his field. That's because 12% is given away to various Trumas and Meisers, which means, let's say his entire crop is worth $100, at maximum he can only make 88. Now a wealthy and enterprising Kain and Levi could make the following business deal. They can offer him more than that $88 that he'd be making, let's say $90 or $92 or $95, and buy 100% of his crop off of him. And now everyone's going to be gaining. The farmer's going to be gaining, obviously, because instead of making $88, he's going to be making $90, $92, or $95. And the Kain and Levi are going to be gaining, let's just take the Kain for example, because because he's going to be able to keep the Trumas for himself, and he's also going to be able to keep the Miser for himself. We're not going to get into why, but he's going to be able to keep the Miser for himself as well. So basically, he's buying a crop that's worth $100 for way less than that. Now, the problem with that is that the other Kehanim and Levium that are not enterprising or that don't have the money to be able to buy an entire crop, they're going to be losing out on all the Trumas and Misers that very possibly would have been given to them by the owner. So therefore, the Chachamim imposed a Knas on this Kohen or Levi that does this. If he did it once the produce was already Chayv in Trumah Miser, he has to separate Trumah Miser and give it to a different Kohen and Levi. But if he did this before the produce was Chayv in Trumah Miser, so then the Knas doesn't apply. Now the Gemara continues something similar. Tabach Kohen, a butcher who's a Kohen. Now what shechas a butcher who's a Kohen? So we know that when a person shechas an animal, not as a carbon, just a regular animal that he wants to eat, it's summertime, he wants to make a big barbecue, so he takes a sheep and he shechs it and he's going to grill it fresh. So there's certain parts that have to be given to the Kohen. These are certain matnas kahuna that are called the Zroya L'chayayim and Keva. That's the foreleg, the jaw, and part of the stomach. Those all have to be given to the Kohen. Now let's say we have a Kohen who wants to make this barbecue. He's shechting an animal for himself. So he doesn't have to give these matnas kahuna to somebody else. He's a Kohen. He's allowed to keep them for himself. Now the Gemara is bringing up the situation that he himself is a butcher. He sells meat in his store and he's the one shechting the animal and they're his animals. So is he chayv to give the Zroya L'chayayim and Keva or is he allowed to keep them? So the Gemara tells us, Chavrayi b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Chavrayi, the friends, they said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Pater loy Shabbos achas. They patered him one Shabbos. He has a 1 week exemption that he's allowed to keep the Zroya L'chayim and Keva of all the animals that he shechts, but after that week, he has to give them to other Kehanim. Now Rabbi Yesi says, Azlas l'doraima, I went to the south of Eretz Yisrael, v'shamas Rab Chanan, avad Rab Shimon, and I heard Rab Chanan, the father of Rab Shimon, saying, b'shem Rab Shimon ben Levi, the Pater loy Shabbos achas, they patered him for 1 week. Now Rav Yudon, midami leila hadad, Rab Yechanan, the Knas kansu bahen. Rav Yudon compared this halacha to what Rab Yechanan had said a couple lines above regarding this kenas, that the Chachamim kenast a Kohen or Levi that goes to the Gairin and buys this produce after it's ready chayv in Truma and Meiser. So according to Rav Yudon, it's the same thing over here. After this week, it's a kenas that he has to give away the Zroya L'chayim and Keva. However, Amalei Rav Yosef asked him, V'im Meshem kenas, if you want to say it's because of a kenas, so afilu Shabbos achas l'yifter loy, even 1 week, they shouldn't pater him, meaning he shouldn't even have this exemption for a week. So it can't be because of kenas. Now we continue clarifying this halacha of the kayin who's a butcher. Chenvani kayin. What about if we have a kayin who's a chenvani? He's a storekeeper. So according to some, this storekeeper kayin is selling fruits and vegetables. And the discussion is him keeping the Trumas and Meisers for himself as opposed to giving them away. However, according to others, which is an easier way to understand the Gemara, this Chenvani Kayin is a butcher as well. However, he's a different type of butcher. He doesn't have a storefront on the main street where he goes every day, day in, day out, and everyone knows that's where they can find him. This Chenvani is a guy who has a booth which is set up in the marketplace and he's constantly moving around from place to place. He's like a traveling butcher. So what's with this traveling butcher? So we have Machlekes, Rav Yudon Amar, Poitron L'Shabbos Achas. Rav Yudon says, we pater him for a week. He's allowed to keep these matnas kuna for himself for a whole week and afterwards he has to give them away. Whereas Rabbi Yesi says, Ain Patron L'Shabbos Achas, we don't pater him even for a week, meaning he does not get this week exemption. The Gemara asks, Al Dati Rabbi Yesi, according to Rabbi Yesi, Ma Ben Chenvani, Ma Ben Tabach. What's the difference between this Chenvani and this Tabach? A Tabach, a butcher, gets a full week, but a Chenvani doesn't. Why not? They're both selling meat. So the Gemara answers, Chenvani, Yachal Laharim. A Chenvani, he can trick, he can deceive people. Tabach, in a Yachal Laharim, a butcher can't deceive people. As we had said, a Chenvani is traveling. He's moving his booth from place to place, either within the same marketplace, or he goes from one marketplace to a different one, and therefore he can always tell people, oh, I'm in my first week of business, so I don't have to give away the Zroya L'chayim and Keva, and they're not going to know the difference. But a butcher, he's not able to do that. His storefront is not moving. It's located in the same place. Everyone knows that he hasn't been in business for only a week, and therefore he can't trick anyone. That's why he gets a 1 week exemption. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about something similar. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.